Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to our unique program, Understanding Muslims and Sharing Jesus Effectively with Them. Okay. Remember, following the example of Jesus Christ coming to us in a form of man, born of the Virgin Mary, conceived through the Holy Spirit, becoming one like us, following the example of the Apostle Paul that we talked about briefly in our previous program, God wants us to bridge the distance which exists between us and Muslims. Exactly like he wants us to bridge the distance that exists between us and the atheists, and between us and the Jewish people who don't know Jesus, etc. We can meet Muslims where they are at. And let me tell you that. We can, if you want, meet Muslims where they are at. And by God's grace, make the gospel message relevant to their background and beliefs. We can do that by establishing points of beliefs which we have in common with them. You tell me if there is anything in common between us and Muslims. I answer you, yes, there are plenty of common ground. Unfortunately, most Christians are not using them. And I will discuss many of them in future programs. We're going to start, actually, this program. Establishing points of beliefs which we have in common with Muslims, and then we can show them that such common beliefs lead to the gospel of God fully revealed in Jesus Christ. No compromise. And actually, my book that God guided me to write, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, if you want to get it, contact me or contact Moody Publisher, will show you how you can do that and will show you all the common ground that you can use to help Muslims understand the Word of God in the Bible. Starting with common ground means constructing a bridge over which we carry the gospel message more effectively. I am talking to you from over 35 years of experience. Actually, I was born and raised with Muslims in Egypt, even though I was a Christian, but most of my neighbors and the schoolmates and friends were Muslims, and my wife was a Muslim, and she became a Christian. And I'm talking to you from experience and also from God's blessings, the approach that he gave me and my wife. You can go to my website and read lots of testimonies of Muslims coming to Christ after they understood the Word of God in the Bible. And let me read even to you one of them right now. I spoke at Calvary Chapel Tallahassee probably 4 or 5 times. And before I went the last time, I got an email. My name is Malak. I'm originally from Lebanon. I come to the States 2007 to finish my study. I'm a Muslim. I have always been a Muslim. Somebody gave her a copy of my book. And she said, since I read this book, I fell in love with God. I am now happier than before. I saw and felt what I haven't seen nor felt before. God's love for me. The only problem is now I feel I am in the middle of, that is, I cannot deny my Muslim roots and I am falling in love with Jesus. The last email Malak sent to me, thanks for helping me experience and enjoy God's love and salvation. I introduced Malak to Calvary Chapel Tallahassee during the second service, and we laughed and we cried and we hugged, and many of the believers were blessed to see Malak coming to Christ. I might share with you other emails in the future, but I want you to trust me in this approach, is constructing a bridge. So what is the first fact we can use? We tell Muslims frankly, even though we do not depend on the Quran to prove that the Bible is the word of God, however, we like to discuss Islamic beliefs and verses from the Quran to help you and to help us see the common ground and the differences between Islam and Christianity. Again, while we do not depend on the Quran to prove the credibility of the Bible, we find it, my Muslim friend, very significant and interesting that throughout the Quran, its pages, the Quran testifies to the authenticity of the Bible. The Jews and the Christians are described in the Quran as the people of the book. The Jewish scripture is the Torah, and the Christian scripture is the Injil. The Quran speaks with reverence and respect of the Torah, Old Testament, Zabur, which is the Psalms, the Quran calls it Zabur, and the Injil, which is the Gospel or the New Testament. These holy scriptures, according to the Quran, have the status of the authentic word of God. Why? Because simply they were God's revelation before the Quran came. And we say the Torah can mean the law, or the revelation God gave through Moses. Also, it can be any word God gave through the prophets in the Old Testament. My dear Muslim friend, there is not one single verse in the Quran that confirms that the Bible has been invalidated by the arrival of the Quran. Not even one. You can trust me. I studied the Quran in law school before I practiced law as a defense lawyer. I studied the Quran throughout my life, and I know very well, not even this fact which I mentioned to you, but also many interesting facts, such as the Quran itself commands Muslims to profess belief in the Bible. We read in Surah 2, Verse 136, say ye, we believe in Allah and the revelation given to us and to Abraham, and that given to Moses and Jesus, and that given to all prophets from their Lord. We make no difference between one and another of them. Wow. The Quran confirms the previous holy scriptures of the Jews and the Christians. Hundreds of years before the time of Muhammad, the Bible was already written and in the hands of people all over the world. The Quran declares that it was given to confirm the previous revelations, not to replace them. Another surah, 5, says, to thee, Muhammad, we sent the scripture, Quran in truth, confirming the scripture that came before it. This confirmation is repeated in many Quranic verses, such as Surah 2, verse 89, and Surah 2, verse 101, and many other surahs. The Quran testifies that the Torah, the Psalm, and the Injil are the word of God. The testimony of the Quran is clear. Another Surah 3 states, and he, God, sent down the law of Moses and the gospel of Jesus before this as a guide to mankind. Not as a guide to a special group of people. No, to mankind. The Quran reference to the Torah is clear. Surah 5, it was we who revealed the law to Moses. Therein was guidance and light. By its standard have been judged the Jews by the prophets who bowed to Allah's will. We will continue next program, but before we end, let's pray. Let's pray. I want to pray, God, help us to have your grace toward the Muslims. God, help your children, your church, to build the bridges with Muslims, to construct bridges with Muslims, so we can help them in the most way possible understand your word and believe in the truth revealed in your word in the Bible. God, help us to start where they are at. God, help us to help multitudes of Muslims enjoy your love and salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God's peace and grace with you, my Christian brothers and sisters, today and always. Salam. Peace.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558. Or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.